So it's how are you supposed to manage with it? And the truth of the matter is that because of that difficulty, the Talmud was not a book of the masses. It could not be during its first few hundred years. The man who made it a book of the masses was Rashi. Rashi literally takes you by the hand and says, now here's where to stop, here's what it means, here's what's bothering the Talmud, this is where the question is, this is the answer, this is where it's going. It is just the most phenomenal work of education ever written. There has been nothing that ever compared to it. And it opened the Talmud to the Jewish people. Even today, there anyone who has the desire to study Talmud, if he knows a minimum of Hebrew, can do so simply by having Rashi with him. Since Rashi's commentary was written, almost no edition of the Talmud has ever been published without it. And Gemara and Rashi go together. They are intertwined forever. And in fact, the rabbi said that Rashi, the Hebrew letters Resh Shin Yud, which stand for his name, Rabbi Shlomo Yitzchaki, Rabbi Shlomo, the son of Isaac, really stand for, the Resh stands for Rabbon Shel Yisrael, the teacher of Israel. Rashi's our Rebbe. Without Rashi, we can't do anything. And he is so great that he's taken for granted. He is so great that it looks deceivingly simple. I always tell you the joke that the anecdote that there was a in the yeshiva in Volozhin, there was a Jew who was the janitor. He was the cleaner-upper in the yeshiva. He'd come every night and sweep up and put the books away. And he had this job in Volozhin for 30, 40 years. So he was in the yeshiva for 30, 40 years, so it began, you know, a lot of it rubbed off on him. So in his old age, he began to think that he was one of the professors. So he would teach a class in Talmud in the shul in Volozhin, one of the little shul, you know, people who were less erudite than he would come, and he would teach them Talmud. But he wasn't really up to snuff. So when he would come to a hard piece of Gemara, a piece of the Talmud, and he didn't know how to figure it out, so he would look and he sees that Rashi doesn't say anything. So he commented, he says, that's the strange thing about Rashi. He says, when you don't need him, he's there, right? And when you need him, he's got nothing to say. That's the deceptive quality of Rashi, is that he's so good that you don't need him. But if he's not there for two words, you can't move.